So could you just tell me your name and what you do?
Dylan Calder, Director of Pop-Up Projects.
Okay, cool. So what brought you to Museum Camp?
Martix.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Now, we just started, well, our company works with a wide range of museums in London, and we just started working with Ironbridge Gorge Museum Trust in Shropshire on a project for 2014. So we wanted to come here, and we're interested in exploring how we might work with museum sector beyond London. Is our main objective. So this is an opportunity to connect with people, I think.
Yes.
And also to hear what's happening in this world, because it's not a world I know very well. Yeah.
So how are you finding?
I've listened totally for 3 sessions. I didn't speak once.
And how do you find the museum sector then?
I would say that clearly people like and need an opportunity to find out what other people are doing in their sites. And I think this is, that seems to be most of the way conversations are going is, oh, I do this and I do that and I do this. So for me, it's been much more of a kind of spectator, because we're not a museum and therefore we don't have that same insight.
Cool.
So I think sharing tips is something that I've seen quite a lot of here. And that would seem to be a need.
Yes.
Because it would seem that there aren't a lot of opportunities from people from big museums and small ones, different ones across the country, to be able to get together and share insights.
Cool. And have you enjoyed this experience?
I found the first one I went to, the information I picked up in that was relevant to me, and it was around data capture. It was supposed to be about developing audiences, but it it was actually more about how to define your audience and find out where they come from. That's quite important to us in terms of festival audiences, and something we haven't learned right. So for me, that I picked up information that is useful to me. The second session was not so interesting, but that's because it was very much about museums. And it was relevant to museums, not relevant to us at all. So, I think that's something I would suggest is, not an improvement, but I think one has to bear in mind there are probably, I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of non-music.